This is Unmasked, the Chronicles of Romaran and Sandata. I'm Romaran, FKA Sandata, and that's Abiel, who is still trying to get used to the intro.
Yeah, I'm just gonna have to, like, take it as it is. But no, it's funny, but I love it. Let's go.
You know, my editor actually thinks my ring name is FKA Sandata.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like FKA Twigs. I haven't corrected him yet, but I should. But yeah, this is Unmasked, and we are at episode 9. This is our second to the last recording session before the season ends. And
almost the end.
Yeah, we'll be taking a break after this. I don't know how long of a break. Kasi maraming ganap.
Yeah,
and you know,
holiday season just, too.
Yeah, not yet, kasi it's only August, and we'll be ending the season in the middle of August, for
yeah.
sure. But, medyo na, actually, to be fair, medyo nakakatamad itong gawin. Like, it was fun for the first time, the first two recording sessions, and then nakakatamad siyang gawin. But, actually, we felt the same way.
Now that you say that, I feel sad.
I mean, no. It's not that I don't want to do the show. It's more
no,
like,
I'm kidding.
It's more like nakakatamad, and I need some time to miss it a little bit.
Oh,
you know?
So you get like a little more inspiration
when
you come back.
Mm. Yeah, and you know,
understandable.
But the good thing though is people enjoy the show. So a lot of people, like I mentioned last a couple of weeks ago, people have been enjoying it. People have been enjoying the stories and the deep dive on things that they didn't know about when they watched or did not watch PWR.
Still get a lot of messages too.
Yeah.
They like the. People
should share sa akin.
Oh, sorry. No. But like an example is I'd like to give a shout out to Emil. You know, he enjoyed it. Until now, he still watches the show. He enjoys it. So, hi.
Well, Emil is my co-host, so that doesn't really count.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, still, come on. He's still part of the people who want to hear your story.
I mean, if you say it comes from Emil, then I know he's really sucking up to me. So.
Okay.
I'm just kidding, Emil. All right. So before we get to today's topic, big things have happened.
Let's get into a small recap. Yeah.
MWF Action Novela TV finally premiered on Rock of Manila TV last Monday. Prime time as of this recording. We're recording this on the same week of July 31st.
Yeah.
And big deal. It's actually pretty cool to, you know, it's cooler if I see it on TV, you know, when if I do have cable or if I.
Same. You don't have cable?
I don't have cable.
Nice.
Who has cable anymore?
Yeah. No, but that's the thing. I was watching it through Facebook Live. I see a lot of especially toy chat groups, wrestling chat groups. It's like we're watching on TV. And I'm like, yo, that's cool. That's very nice to see.
It's actually nice to hear myself commentating the action.
My friend is doing work.
It's the first time I heard myself, you know, on a broadcasting show. When I hear the commentary on the footage, it's because I seek out the footage and use it to create content, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the first time that, you know, people hear this on television.
A mix though of like when you record?
We're there.
You're there, but sometimes
the match commentary is there. Tapos yung. You saw this on my Instagram.
Yeah.
When I do yung voiceover promos, I record that at home. Like when I do the Excalibur thing, yeah.
I thought you do that like in a studio.
No.
Okay.
No.
So you do that at home.
Unfortunately, I have to take time out to do it. Minsan nakalimutan ko actually, pero you know.
Congratulations to MWF.
Thank you to you and to, of course, MWF for
making history.
Okay. Yeah, it is pretty historic. Like, nung una kasi I was like downplaying it kasi it's TV, like it's another Sunday for me.
And you didn't even know what time it would come out.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we were never sure if it was prime time.
It was, yeah, I didn't know that. Then I found out the other day that Rock of Manila only shows programming on prime time, from the evening onward, I think from 6 o'clock onward.
Yeah, they have that type of setup.
That was the rest of the day, I don't know what's on the channel. It's on a home shopping network. Like, I would love to be on the same channel as the Handy Chef commercial
and
from 20 years ago.
question though. Let's say, because I think O-Shopping is dead. But let's say.
I have a friend from O-Shopping. Oh yeah, O-Shopping is dead.
Right. O-Shopping is dead. So, let's say you have that opportunity. Like as Romeo Moran, the MWF commentator. to do O shopping, just, you know, occasionally, edi, would you say yes?
Nakakawa ka pa ng trabaho yung friend kong si Sandra Hermoso.
No, like what if kunwari co-host kayo? So, come on.
I don't know. I don't know if I can be a salesperson for you know. Although it would be fun. It is, you know, it is kind of like scripted entertainment then. Like you're just selling, just pitching and selling to people.
Tapos may wrestling references.
Yeah. No. You're selling to people the product.
Yeah, pero may wrestling references.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure Sandro has done that. I'll ask him. I'll ask him. But that's his wheelhouse. So I don't want to take that away from him.
Sorry, guys. We have digressed too much. Super my bad. My bad.
Yeah. But hey, please watch MWF.
Yes.
Action Nevada TV and Rock of Manila. The episodes will be going on from there. We started this week, I said, with a intro to MWF.
Oh, yeah. You did.
We couldn't get, I said, the episodes that we shot in the last event to RJ on time. So we had to scramble to create a kind of a magazine product.
What's the plan, though? Like, do you plan to just show...
I don't know.
Kung ano na yung nandun, yeah. Or like,
yeah, it's taped as a television show.
Okay.
Like it's literally I meant
yung parang paglabas yun ng footages, like is there any plans of showing like previous footages na hindi lumabas?
I do not know what the plan is for that. But
obviously I have a recap show.
Yeah, the thing is, yeah, the closest thing was the intro, which where we showed yung older stuff that people might not have gotten to watch to get, you know, to be introduced to how we got to this point.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's the thing. And it's on every Monday 9 p.m. and then there's a replay on Thursday. Because there was a replay last night at 9 p.m. as well. So
they're taking like a WWAW time slot.
I mean, that's actually true. That's actually true. It's pretty fun. It is, syempre, ano, it's still something we're trying to build kasi syempre, it's something that's still trying to be accepted by the general public. Kasi, as you know, people are still, or we're still trying to push it on people, the wrestling thing. I guess the kind of spoonful of sugar that makes the medicine go down is yung showings of old Pinoy wrestling as well.
Mm.
So, there is that.
And is it gonna come out? Like, is there any plans?
They show what? Pinoy wrestling?
Yeah.
They're showing it on Tuesdays.
Oh, okay. Mm. No, I don't know the schedule. So yeah.
I shared the schedule.
Oh no, I wasn't paying attention. Yeah. I was only paying attention to like the Monday schedule. So yeah. So we have now done the recap for MWF. And yes, we have 4 episodes left in this season. Sadly. Mm-hmm. But now it's the time where we get into the fact checking part. So how anyone in mind, you know, someone called you, someone messaged you about it?
Yes, just this morning, actually, yesterday morning. So, Stan just fact-checked, hindi naman super mali, but he just clarified yung story about the rumble that happened at the end of Manila Madness. So, Yusuf booked that that last-minute post-show kasi we wanted to send the crowd home, whatever crowd there was home happy, and thank them for showing up, diba, by giving them a an extra match.
Mm-hmm.
And he just booked it. He booked Stan to win for shits and giggles.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then Stan won the match. I think I said on the show na
he ordered
Mark Dimanada to go over, but yeah, there was actually a finger poke of doom.
Oh, finger poke of doom. So we have our first Bash at the Beach. What's that? Oh my God. Mm. I forgot which match was that.
Did you have a Bash at the Beach?
No, it wasn't.
Was
Bash at the Beach was when Jeff Jarrett laid down.
Ah.
So different. I'm sorry. I think it was Nitro. So yeah. Finger poke of doom to Mark DiManalo. So it's kind of like ordering the guy to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sort of.
In a way, yes. But he didn't like go over the top rope, right?
Yeah.
I think the way to win was the pin and stuff.
Oh, is this like the last two, we're going to go for the pin. Okay.
And, you know, finger poke.
There we go.
Yeah. So that's the fact check for this session. So if you guys want to get in some more fact checks, please do. And we will address them on episode 11.
Yeah.
In the next recording now.
And of course, you can still, you know, do the fact checking stuff on Twitter. I mean,
I guess, but it's more fun when you do it on the podcast.
Of course, definitely. So now let's talk about this week. What is our topic, you know?
Okay. So the first few months, kasi, of 2016, I was like floundering around like okay lang stories on the mid card. So the last show, Manila Madness, I was feuding. I had a match with the Apocalypse because I think there wasn't really much to do with either of us. So they just did that.
Throw in a match, which you won via countout too.
Yeah, yeah, which I don't even remember.
Two victories. So at this point, he's 2-0.
Not 2-0 in 2016.
Yeah. Yes, there we go.
And then my next story would be the story that would help catapult me further. This was one of the bigger stories, I am proud to say, of 2016. Storylines, rather. Storylines of 2016. So my feud with Chino Ginto started at the next show after Manila Madness, which was PWR Live Road to Revolution X.
Your WrestleMania.
This show was in BF Homes, Paranaque.
close to
the territory of one Jude Cruz.
Shout out to Jude. Oh, by the way.
Oh, I know. Anong update mo?
No.
When is it happening?
I told him we were gonna start recording on October. But, okay. But I did say that, you know, I actually changed everything on the Facebook page. So it's gonna happen.
So anyway, yes, BF Home Show. I don't know why we ran a show in the South and why it was BF of all places. So
was it advantageous to you? Because
I'm in no, I was living in Makati. So as you know, it's really hard to commute to the South. That was it's hard to commute into BF.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So that is fucking hard to do. So I had to ride with Camus heading to the venue.
So talk about your relationship with Chino.
Chino.
You know? So
it's really complex at the moment. Really, really complex. Because
even to this day?
Yeah, to this day. I would not be where I am in Philippine wrestling without working with Chino Ginto. I think Chino would still be a star if he didn't work with me and if we didn't have the matches that we had. But I would like to think that we did have fun working together. And then we were also, you know, pretty solid, pretty tight outside the ring. So he was also part of Smart Henry, the blog that we founded about wrestling, not just Philippine wrestling, but wrestling in general.
In general.
And he was a part of it. He wanted to write as well. So, you know, kasali siya. And we did, through our work there, we did help establish the Philippine wrestling scene. So I felt like, in a way, sometimes, there was a time where he was like a brother to me. And I will admit that. But now, syempre, with the whole thing that happened in 2020, we're not cool with each other anymore. And that's all I'm willing to say about that. And sayang na, kasi, you know, you think you know someone and then it turns out different.
Sidebar, would you, if there was a chance for you guys to reconnect, would you take it? No.
I don't know. I can't say no.
Okay.
I mean, still we're still pretty young, diba?
Yeah. So
who knows what it's going to be like.
So now you are moving into Revolution X, the road to Revolution X, which was, yeah, a show in the South, BF Homes. So what happened? Talk to me about that event.
Yeah. Okay, so we were coming off of Manila Madness. So everyone, I think.
Literally, Manila Madness.
People were kind of antsy about how many people were showing up.
Oh, so trauma.
Yeah, syempre, trauma. But I think we would do better because it's the South. And people were asking us to hold shows outside Makati. So I don't know, maybe that's why they booked a BF show. But I also really didn't know. And I thought it was going to be okay kasi, you know, bougie yung fandom namin eh. So maybe they would have been able to drive to BF, diba?
Yeah.
It's in the middle of BF. I'm not
a South guy.
All right, for those in the South, well, BFers. what's the word? What's the demonym for BF residents? Jude, what's the demonym?
Help us answer this question.
What's the demonym for BF residents? The BF people know where the basketball court I'm talking about. It's after yung gate heading towards Sukat. It's right after that. So you just take a quick turn and then you're there. And the thing is, it was really badly marketed. Like Jude, I was talking to Jude about this. He was a wrestling fan already. And then I told him we did a show in BF before, and he didn't know about it.
Oh, so, that's sad. For a guy who lives there.
Yeah,
right? Doesn't know.
So the marketing was pretty bad. Like, I think South people, if there were any local wrestling fans in the South, they weren't quite sure na me and pala. And then it was also pretty hard to get into BF. Like, anyone knows, anyone who drives into BF to see a friend will know that it's really hassle to.
It's a maze.
If you don't have the BF sticker, it's really fucking hassle to get into BF and get out of BF. So, if you were commuting into BF, wala, GG ka na. If you don't have a car, GG ka na. Don't even think about, you know, heading into BF for a show.
Cancel your plans, bro.
Like, why inside the exclusive barangay, diba?
So, okay.
Yun, it wasn't bad. Like, it wasn't Manila Madness samples. It wasn't like packed to the gills or anything. It wasn't like...
By the way, since we're talking about like basketball court, because we've already talked about Manila Madness as a basketball court. How about the entire place itself? Spacious or no?
Yes, it's a basketball court. It's a barangay. And it's in a rich neighborhood.
Okay.
So it was pretty big. Siyempre, we did not fill the whole court. Pero hindi siya nilalangaw.
Yeah.
Like, people were there.
Or did you guys dress up, may tent or something?
No. I can't remember. Yeah, there was a, you know, curtained off backstage area. And then, you know, it was there. Yusuf was really worried before the show. I can't remember why he was worried. I can't remember if it was because the chairs hadn't come yet or the fans hadn't come yet. The fan electric fans hadn't come yet.
Kala ko fans.
Or because he thought no one was gonna go. But I think it was a chairs thing. Because it was one of those things that he bungled as a guy in charge of the logistics.
So did the fans watch without seats?
No. Yeah. So he managed to get through it.
Okay. So now is your first match with Chino. So talk about now from the event, let's talk about the match. So how did that go around?
Okay, so it was pretty interesting. So, I seem to remember that the match was, you know, standard stuff. Like, okay, typical Philippine wrestling style at the time. Na you try to do as much as you can. You try to cram in as much as you can.
How many minutes were you targeting?
Around 10, I think. Maybe a little more because, you know,
pretty
always...
far. Because you said the last match you had, I think it was 8. Last match you said was 8.
Maybe, so. Yeah.
So now you're going for 10. Okay.
Yeah, because it was a bigger match story-wise because Chino was coming up. His character was getting over. So mm-hmm. I think it was might have been a bit of a showcase match for both of us. So I don't know. Can't remember that much, actually.
No. And any memory from like creative standpoint? Na parang bakit kayo nag-feud or anything? Nothing?
Bakit nag-feud? I don't remember. I think it was just one of those things na, okay, you two are...
Rising stars.
Yeah. So we put you together. So,
oh, okay.
One of those things.
Early AEW. You may rankings.
I wish there were rankings. It would have made more sense. Anyway, so this match was pretty interesting. Because I wrestled most of it angry. Yeah. Because
angry kayfabe?
No, angry.
Literally
angry.
Okay. So what happened?
Okay, so the thing that I would eventually come to know as ADHD because of that, I am kind of a stickler for plans. Kasi, especially in wrestling, where at this point we were writing everything down. Like, kaya mo mag-adlib, pero syempre, you're inexperienced, so you have to go by what you wrote down. So if I have memorized a sequence, I'm going to be in the zone. Especially when we run that sequence over and over before the show, before the match, diba?
And we want to get it through successfully.
Yeah. And then if somebody makes a mistake, whether it's me or whether it's you, I'm going to snap out of it and I'm going to get mad. And that's normal, I would say, for a lot of people. Diba?
No, yeah.
But, you know, that's caused me to snap and lash out at the people I work with. And that's not a good trait. It's not just me. I've seen this happen in other people. I'm not going to name names, but, you know, if you're listening to this, you know who you are.
Until now, does it happen?
I think so. I've seen it for me.
Yeah, for you.
Yeah, it does still.
Maybe even in your personal life.
Yeah, but you know, I'm more aware of it, and you know, in the things I do, you know, out of frustration and anger, it's not good. It's led me to get in trouble, get heat from other people, especially in the locker room, because, you know, people don't think I earned the right to be mad, because some people don't think I'm good. So, may ganun. Notably, I snapped at Camus once during a practice match, and it's one of those things that I really regret the most.
Kasi, even a practice,
okay. Yeah, because it was also in front of Sosai Kings, so he's the coach, the veteran. Diba? So you want to make a good impression.
Yeah.
So I got mad. It wasn't a good look, and I felt really bad about it.
Did you apologize to him?
Yeah, I did apologize to Camus. I did. Tapos, tawag dun, while Sosai was, you know, understanding that we messed up, parang he was also kind of scolding me na you should have worked around it. So that was my shortcoming. But anyway, so yeah, that digression is to explain that I got mad because si Chino, he messed up an early sequence.
Yeah.
So
what was the sequence?
It was our international, which I'm not going to explain here.
You've already done that.
I have?
Yeah, okay. You did. Previous episode.
Okay. Okay. So one of the spots, one of the things you do in an international is a leapfrog, and then the guy ducks under you, diba? So he forgot to duck.
Ugh.
He ran straight into the leapfrog. Buti na lang nahulog siya backwards. He took the bump, and it became more like Luthes press on my.
Didn't hurt you?
No, it didn't hurt me, okay. But it hurt. It annoyed me because we lost the sequence because, you know, you were supposed to, I guess, end it hip toss.
Because there are things, there are times na nakikita ko na babotch yung leapfrog, and sometimes they just hit their head on the guys.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So it's happened to me.
But at least like ito nagfall. Okay, but you were still mad at this point.
Yeah, pero alam mo yun, it's one of those things na, the thing about botches kasi is that when the crowd doesn't really know what was supposed to happen, it works better for you when you botch. So, you can see that spot, the botched leapfrog, and think, okay, he was going for a Thez press. Diba?
Ah, so parang hindi nagbukang, but.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, there is that. And at that point, I got pissed off. So.
At who at this point?
At Lynch. At Chino.
Okay, okay.
So, syempre, what I had to do was just go through the spots, which I think we did pretty well. Angry, so may intensity, may urgency, and we'll get to that later. So the stage was set that I was wrestling that match angry.
Yeah.
So there's, and then another thing happens. We do a dive spot to the outside.
Okay, what kind of dive spot are we talking about?
Like from the top rope, I jump all the way to the outside to do a what I think was a double axe handle.
A La Macho Man.
Does Macho Man do a double axe handle? Oh yeah,
all the way to the floor, from top rope to the floor. Oh,
nakatayo siya. So I land on my feet, and I find out it doesn't. I don't feel it at the time, but I find out that I sprained my left foot.
Are you sure it's not a broken foot?
No, I'm sure because it healed.
Oh okay.
I sprained my left foot, and I won't find out until the day after.
Was it like swollen?
Yeah, it swelled and then it hurt.
Hate it.
And it was because I was wrestling in boxing shoes.
That's what you're thinking about, boxing shoes.
Boxing shoes, and I jumped all the way, landed with my feet.
Was that thin?
On the outsole. On the, ano yung floor sa basketball court ng barangay? Concrete, cement. Yun, diba? Cement, diba?
Hard cement.
Fucking hard cement. And that's why. You fucking wear basketball shoes. I am begging wrestlers, especially if you are flip-flop and flying.
Yeah, performance
fucking
shoes.
Fucking wear basketball shoes. Because those are the shoes that are made for movements like those. Not yung wrestling boots. Wrestling boots are there for you to look like a serious wrestler. From the fucking mid-20th century. That's not the game anymore.
It's not.
Fucking perform like an athlete. Wear athletic performance shoes.
Actually, there are better options now. I mean, I think if you would be the guy that wants to look like you're wearing.
No,
boots,
it's not.
There are options now.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I know. JDL has proved this because he wore the Kobe another, the Kobe 8.
Not just that. I went to the. Of course, as we all know, I was gone for 3 weeks. I went to the US, but I also checked out some of the shops. There are like really good Under Armour boots, like performance level. You don't have to like
with cushioning.
Yeah, with cushioning, you don't have to like punish yourself wearing wrestling boots.
Yeah, yeah. No. I mean, if you are sticking to the mat, like Drew Gulak,
that's okay.
Sige, go wear your fucking wrestling boots, your wrestling shoes, the old school wrestling shoes. But if you are gonna be moving like a basketball player,
cuts and everything.
Yeah, side to side. Mostly the jumping stuff, impact, landing on feet, landing on the balls of your feet, diba?
Mm-hmm.
Protect your feet. Fucking protect your feet
with better shoes.
I'll talk about that when we get to the next show later.
So, but, you got the shoes. You hurt your feet. You sprained your ankle.
My foot.
Oh, your foot. Yeah. So, what happened, you know, what happened after?
After what?
Oh. After that.
Okay, so we get to the match. The rest of the match is fine, I think. Tapos, the finish was supposed to be the Kurt Angle and Eddie Guerrero. No, not the roll. The boot thing.
Yeah, the loose.
The loose boot. Na tatanggalin. I was kasi my finish was the ankle lock. Yeah. At the time.
Oh, so Chino was gonna win.
Yes.
Okay.
Chino was gonna win. So we wanted to do the spot kasi it hadn't been done here yet. And syempre, if you know, you know, diba?
Mm-hmm.
The
WrestleMania 20.
Leo DiCaprio meme.
Yeah.
So we did practice the spot before the show. And gumana naman siya as intended.
Mm-hmm.
So the shoe came loose. And then when the time came for the spot in the actual match, it would not come off.
Oh no.
Like I was, you know.
What kind of boot was he wearing? Or a shoe was he
wearing? I think it was a wrestling shoe. Or a boxing shoe. I'm not sure. I can't remember. But it was, you know, one of those things. But I know it was a high cut, so might have been one of those.
Wasn't able to like untie it properly.
I'm not sure. Maybe he did. I don't know. I can't remember. But we were trying to get it off. We spent like a minute trying to do the spot. Because he was trying to wiggle out of it.
Ah.
And then it would not come off.
Like, parehas kayo nagsistruggle to get through it.
And then by that time, Shepard, you can tell now, okay, they're trying to do the Eddie spot.
Okay.
But it would not come off.
So
I think,
what was
I think
the
he was
finish?
Also trying to push them with his other foot.
So what was the finish then?
I think he just found a way to get to the roll up.
Nag-roll up na lang.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. And well, mag-roll up naman talaga, diba?
Yeah.
That's what happens after you come away with the boot.
You were gonna run and then you're gonna do the small package.
So yun.
But did you get to the finish?
Yeah, we did
nicely?
Get to the finish. But obviously we couldn't do the thing we wanted to do.
Anyone noticed?
I don't know if the fans noticed. I honestly don't know. I don't have access to the footage of this match.
Oh, right. Because private. Anyway, so now that you've gone through the match, what happened? Like after?
I remember going to the back really, really pissed and frustrated with how it went. Like super inis na inis ako. More so than I was with the Panzer match.
Oh, so
because
it was more on yourself.
No. It was, I think I was pretty upset with Chino.
Oh.
I think. I can't. I might have been. But as ever, I was young and stupid. And I thought that everything went wrong. And then I think I might have cried a little bit out of frustration. Like the same way I did with the Panzer match.
Yeah,
frustration and fatigue, diba? You cry about it. And then Yusuf comes up to me and says, "That was the best match he's ever seen me do."
So okay. So now you were pissed. You were pissed finishing this match. And then you hear Yusuf tell you that it was the best match he had ever seen you do. Did that change your mood or
no,
nothing?
I don't know, because I was pissed and I felt like I didn't want to believe it. But I've had other friends tell me recently, because like, I was talking about this match with them. So si Lance, who listens to this show, he told me that it was still a must-watch match from that show, which I would if I had access to the footage.
Which we don't.
Which we do not. And ABL can't get to see it either.
Yeah. But You think it was a show stealer?
I don't know. It didn't feel like a show stealer. So I don't understand why people are saying this. Oh. But considering it was Chino Ginto, like maybe it's not surprising then that people thought it was good because at that point naman, we had chemistry.
Yeah.
And maybe the fact that I was working angry, maybe it translated. I don't know.
Parang nakita nila yung yun nga, aggression, yung intensity.
Yung gigil at romansa.
Ooh. Tagline.
Yeah. So, if we ever get to that footage again, I would like to see it. Cause
I'd like to watch matches, man.
I just remember the feeling afterward. I felt really bad afterward. Buti na lang kasi it was also the first half of the show. I think we were like the second or third match.
No, it's not a lot of pressure. Huh?
Yeah. Like following. So I love going on early. Say the more the show goes on kasi and you haven't gone out yet, it fucks with you.
Oh god, like yung anxiety of it, right? Oh my god. So now that you have gone through Road to Revolution X, now we're going like
to Revolution X,
quite nearly to Revolution X. So what happened there?
No, we are going to Revolution X. What are you talking about?
No, I mean like we're inching closer and closer. So what's next after Road to Revolution X?
Revolution X.
No. Like, what? It says right here in the notes, man.
What?
It's something about a big Philippine star coming in, you know?
Ah. Big Philippine star. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Come on, man. No,
that was part of Revolution X. So the part of Revolution X to say was, it was WrestleMania.
Yeah, they wanted to do it big.
So you do it big. And like that was the first time we tried to do it big. And because Stan, Yusuf, and I were part of Fox Philippines doing the show Wrestling Gods, which we'll talk about in the next episode, don't worry.
Yeah.
Stan was able to pitch this angle to both the creative and then to this guy. So he managed to rope in none other than Casey Montero. For the Gen Z kids, Casey Montero is a former MTV VJ and radio DJ.
Is MTV still even alive at this point? I don't know.
But yeah, he used to be a noontime show host then.
Yeah.
So he's a big bald dude, halfy.
Yeah.
Filipino American. And yeah.
Yeah.
So they managed to get him to agree to do a storyline with PWR. Because Casey was also kind of a wrestling fan.
Yeah.
So I guess he chomped at the bit to be a part of a wrestling show. So
and come on. It was like, I mean, if you're a wrestling fan, it's like
one of those. But anyway, it's a local wrestling production, right? So you might, I wouldn't blame him if he wanted the big shot. That's better.
Yeah, of course. So what happened? What happened there? So now that you got him under Yundun's storyline.
Yeah. So he appeared at Revolution X, and then he was part of this match where Stan was part of Chris Panzer versus John Sebastian for the I believe the general managership of PWR. Stan will have to fact check me on this one.
So what was the stakes like?
If I can't remember what the stakes were actually.
Bad guy, but at this point he's Stan.
No, so Stan was a face. The face general manager.
So he was on Panzer's side.
Yes. Panzer was the one who represented him. It's like the Vince versus Trump.
Yeah, exactly. So John Sebastian was representing Casey?
Yes.
Is that the point? Oh. Okay. And then
but I can't remember if there were storyline stakes. If Casey won, he would be in charge of PWR. I really can't remember.
Of course. But who won the match though?
Panzer won the match. Because siempre Casey was the visitor, diba? Mm-hmm. So you can't give him the win.
The OA team. Yeah, of course.
The away team. Shang Diode. So Casey was super jacked at that time. As in, he was probably natty. I'm sure he was natty. Kasi hindi naman siya OA jacked. And because he was also tall and he was fucking built. He was fucking a brick shit. He was a fucking brick shit house.
Yeah.
He looked the most wrestler-like out of all of us.
Parang if you're like the WWE... Who's this guy?
Yeah, I mean, why isn't he the wrestler?
Let me give him my card. Why he interested in going to the performance?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, he made us all look like chumps. Like, if you didn't think that you look like a chump next to Casey, you
have issues.
Yeah, get out of your Delulu head.
You have issues, bro.
Yeah. Speaking of shape, though, I was in pretty decent shape at the time. I should actually show you some pics.
When you were
At this time of this show,
because
I'd been training at Focus Athletics for around 5 months at this point. So, okay. Do you know Focus Athletics?
No, I'm not familiar.
Okay,
can you baby step me into this?
Focus Athletics is it's still as a branch in Alabang. It was a big gym. It focused on functional strength and training like a professional athlete. So a lot of PBA players trained at Focus.
You paid for it?
Yes. At first, kasi the owner of Focus, a friend of mine, si Paolo Cabalfin, he offered me 2 months free so I can write about it in my, back when I was in publishing.
Oh, right. Okay.
So he gave me 1 month and then threw in another month because so he was really nice. Like
parang in-ex deal ka niya.
Yeah. But for those 2 months lang. And after that, I got so in love with it that I paid my own way, even if I didn't have a big salary. I did not have a pro baller salary at the time, but I found a way because it was really, really nice.
Yeah.
And it felt really awesome training like a professional athlete.
Help you out.
Yeah. So I looked pretty lean and then I packed on the muscle I kind of lost until then because I was also looking at pictures from Manila Madness. I looked small. I looked pudgy. Nawala yung muscle definition.
Parang skinny fat. Like, yeah. As they
so
would say.
On this show, I was lean and I thought I looked pretty athletic. I was small like a basketball player. Kasi, but that was the thing they were trying to do though, over there. No?
Parang, I don't know. Parang, like, yeah, you're small, but you're at least stocky.
No, I wasn't stocky. I was lean. I was really. Let me fucking show you.
Okay.
I'm going to show you right now.
So you're having a live update of showing me the picture of Roel in Revolution X. What year this?
2016.
2016. So I want to see if what he was describing as small like a basketball player.
You will see what I am talking about really quickly. So yun, that was pretty nice. And it was nice looking athletic. But syempre, I wasn't as big as fucking Casey Montero.
Oh, okay, yeah. Of course, it still gets to your head. Like, why am I next to this person? While you were looking at the pictures, the injury still had you?
Yes, the injury was still there. I was still very sprained, but it was healing.
Okay.
So I would go to work with an ice pack on my foot. And I would work while stepping on an ice pack.
May ice pack? Sa foot mo, as in while you were working out.
Yeah, I was resting my foot on an ice pack.
So how did you work out? Like,
oh, I don't know. I powered through it.
Oh my God. So instead of shoes, naka ice pack ka lang? Or may shoes and ice pack?
I put the ice pack in my shoe.
Ugh.
Yeah, and then it was stepping on it.
Oh man, yeah, you look. I mean, that's pretty lean, bro.
Yeah. So, I was telling you, it was working.
It was working. Oh, ooh, that's a nice kick too.
Hmm. So yeah, so that's what I looked like. It was pretty. I was pretty small, pero you know, mukha akong athlete.
Yeah, you did.
There
you
was
did.
That.
Sidebar though, you look better now.
I definitely look better now. So I found a way to grow all the muscles.
Yeah. No, that's no kidding, guys. Check out his Instagram. He looks like.
No, that's from Hub Pacheco's albums.
No, I'm just saying to the people.
To how I look now.
Yeah. I mean, if we had a comparison side by side.
Oh, yeah.
Before and after.
Sempre.
You look really better now than.
Oh, yeah. I will post the before and after.
Yeah.
When this episode comes out.
That's a nice thing to do for your fans, you know, show. Thirst trap.
Oh, yes.
Thirst trapper of the wrestling industry.
Hey.
Philippine wrestling industry.
Hey. Taugdan. And then because of the foot injury, or not because of the foot injury, but because it felt really good. Revolution X was also the first show I wrestled in sneakers.
What sneakers were you using in particular?
The Flyknit Prestos.
Oh.
Nung 2016. Bagong labas siya nun kasi when they first did Prestos, wala pong Flyknit, diba?
Yeah. So, the old Prestos.
Yeah, the neoprene.
Yeah, neoprene. There we go.
Oh, now we became a sneaker podcast.
OG sneakerheads would know. The Prestos were a big thing.
Yeah.
Neoprene.
God. 20 years ago.
We're getting old for this. So what happened? What happened there?
Because I was wearing them in training, I think. And I was also wearing them in the gym. And they felt so good. The Flyknit felt so good.
Oh,
it
yeah.
It was so comfortable.
First people who experienced the first Flyknit were like, ooh, revolutionary
and then,
technology.
And then yung sole ng Prestos, kasi it was so thick because it was a running shoe. It's really a running shoe. Mm-hmm. And then they gave it to me, Nike Philippines, via their PR agency, Eon, they gave it to me to test on a run, I think. Or to shoot it.
What for? As PR or yeah. as wrestler?
As PR.
As PR.
So okay. They would send us shoes to write about and test.
Okay.
So because it was also around my birthday that year, they decided to give the pair that they loaned me to me as a birthday gift.
No, oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. And actually, na tawag din na forsaken na yung sapatos na yan. And then I rediscovered it a while back, but the yung lace cage was already breaking.
Oh,
the plastic.
So wala na.
Yeah, I couldn't wear it anymore. So I have to buy a new one.
You enjoyed those. You pretty much used those shoes for...
Yes, I was using those shoes for a while. Because my tights were black. And then they matched the tights.
What color were these? Black?
Black. They were black. Black, upper white sole.
Oh, there we go.
So black talaga siya.
Oof. That's a nice color combination, by the way. So this led you to wearing Prestos or basketball shoes in general.
Yes, eventually. I would wear Air Force Ones. I would wear basketball shoes. I would wear other running shoes.
I'm just saying.
I know it was. It really was. But, and I wore them with short tights.
To be fair though, if you were to give me like, small sidebar. Oh, another picture. Although, oh man, yeah. It looked great. It looks great on you, bro. So now, could you give me like maybe... like a couple of shoes that you enjoyed wearing in your career?
The Air Max 270s.
Oh, those are comfortable.
Really comfortable.
Mad comfy.
I bought those to pair with my white tights. Kasi white and black and teal yung colorway niya.
Mm. Any like teal on your tights or
wala,
nothing?
Wala. It was teal accented lang yung sapat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that was really comfy. I wore those until we stopped wrestling.
No, really?
Yeah.
So talagang, you maxed it out?
Yeah, I did. Because I had white tights.
You wouldn't wear it on, like, outside walking?
I would.
Pero...
more to the gym, I think.
No. And since hindi naman siya parang, let's say, basketball, na parang pinupudpud mo siya. So, yeah. Safe.
And then when I got red tights, red and black long tights, I got the LeBron Soldier 12s.
Hey. That's...
yeah. It's also pretty comfy.
I mean, bro.
What?
LeBron's.
What?
I mean, whether it's the takedown model, it's pretty like jacked with tech. So it's gonna be definitely a very comfortable shoe.
Wow, we talked so much about shoes.
Oh God, we became
a sneaker podcast.
We have digressed so much.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Fucking wear basketball shoes in the ring. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of what the old heads say.
There are
You're doing this for your feet.
For your health.
Protect your feet.
There are options.
Like JDL
there.
Already knows now. That's why he's, you know, he's now, no. That's why he's now a sneaker KOL.
Yeah. No, I like the fact that same as you, he's trying to match whatever, you know, he's wearing.
And he's protecting his feet.
And since he's like a Lakers fan, yeah, the colorways are working. And he's protecting his feet.
Protect your feet.
So the condition now, you were booked after.
Oh, yeah.
In this match.
So, on the show...
this is Revolution X?
Revolution X.
Okay.
So, this... Trevor was a WrestleMania. So, in this show, they tried to book as many people as possible. So, the match I was in was a gauntlet match to determine a new number one contender for the PHX Championship.
Okay.
See, main Maxim champion. He won the title in the previous show, at the BF show.
Oh, at the BF show.
Yeah.
Who did he beat?
T Bombay, sorry. I think it was the time Bombay was taking another break, I believe. So it was that.
So you had to let it go.
Yeah. Might have been. I'm not too sure. But yes, deserve the money max, blinging champion.
Quick question though. How did me, especially for the people who are not familiar with the Philippine wrestling scene, kindly give like who main max was, like anong type of wrestler siya?
Oh.
Last time you said Apocalypse is like this Kane guy and whatever. So what's Max like?
Apocalypse is trying to be the big man wrestler, but Max was legit the big man wrestler.
Yeah, he looks pretty big.
He was a beast, a monster. He was closer to being the monster back then than Apocalypse was.
And, way ahead.
Huh?
He's way ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Max is leaner now, which is really good for him. Yeah. He was also pretty good then, back then. And we did need a big man, a legit big man. And he played that role really well.
Any kind of style that he reminds you of?
That's a good question. Who did he remind me? I don't know if any particular person, but he knew his big man role pretty well. And he played it well. I sorry, Max. I can't think of any comparison. I don't know then who your actual influence is. I know he wanted to be a cruiserweight because he started doing it 619.
To be fair, though, I put him on the spot. So put that on me. Blame me on this one, Max.
No, but
sorry.
I should know. I'm his partner and we work together.
No, but you know. Anyway, so what happened after the match itself, like, within the match.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah. It was pretty fun because I got to eliminate two people.
And who were those two people?
I eliminated Joey Bax. It was a throwback to our feud from earlier in the year.
Callback.
Yeah. And then one of the YOLO twins, kasi, was working as one of the trabajadores. I don't know if you know about the trabajadores.
Yeah. I mean, I know surface level, but, you know, not familiar.
So the trabajadores were literally a group of masked wrestlers who did trabajos.
Jobs.
The jobs, yeah.
Okay.
So they were there to make people look good. So a bunch of new wrestlers, if you were coming up from boot camp, you were likely going to be a trabajador.
Trabajadores, just at least. So if we're referring to jobbers, this is like MWF's shirt people.
In a manner of speaking, yes. But yung shirts kasi they're young lions trying to win.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Si trabajadores were just...
We're literally just to lose.
Tatrabaho lang sila.
Yeah. Just doing work.
So, no, at this point kasi one of the YOLO twins debuted as a YOLO twin. But they didn't know that yet kasi the reveal wasn't gonna happen.
Okay.
So the other YOLO twin, I don't know if they switched.
The entire time, I thought they debuted at the same time.
Oh, no. They did not.
That's cool.
One YOLO twin debuted as just... Olliores.
Yeah.
Noong BF show.
An Olliores.
Yeah. So their last name was Olliores. Kayfabe last name was Olliores.
Okay.
Johan Olliores and Logan Olliores. Okay. YOLO.
Okay.
So, yun. One of them wrestled as a trabajador and then I squashed him with a Triple H jumping knee. That was the precursor to the Kid Lat.
Kidlat. Yeah. Okay, there we go.
And then after that, si Chino came in, and then we wrestled a bit, and then he beat me again.
So
he would win the he would then go on to beat Crystal for the number one contendership, which happened after that match.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like going for like 15 or 20 minutes, something like that.
Ooh, he was pushing Iron Man.
Oh yeah, yeah, almost. So yeah, I don't know how the rest of the match went. I can't remember. I also don't have any footage. But
after the match, I always ask this because I just wanted to know, but like any like feedback from backstage? Nothing.
I don't know. Well, say it was it wasn't your typical regular match, right? So it was like it was just a spectacle, a gimmick match. Right? Mm-hmm. So I wrestled like three tiny matches.
Yeah, small matches. So,
to me it was low pressure because someone else had already come out, right? People were already invested. You don't have to work to get over.
Okay.
And then you're not finishing the match either. So parang you're just there to fill in the time, which is something I like.
Mm-hmm.
And Chino deserved to win that match anyway because he was really over. Really, really over at the time.
Over, but is he good? I mean, in your opinion, at that time.
At the time, I can't remember. I can't remember for sure yung objectively.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is we had good chemistry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's like your first half of your feud.
Yeah. It doesn't stop here, but we will stop the episode here.
Yeah.
Say there is something else that happens after this. But the thing with Chino and I, we were destined to dance forever in the pale moonlight for quite a while.
That's a pretty somehow nice way to end this episode.
matagal-tagal yung yung interaction namin until the middle of 2017, I think. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so that is the
Road to
next two, yeah, Road to Revolution X, April and May.
And Revolution X. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is the end of that story time.
Did you enjoy the episode?
Yeah, I did. It's a nice trip back memory lane.
Of course. And a little side shoe conversation.
Yeah, side shoe talk. That's our next podcast coming up soon. After we take a break from Unmasked, we'll start a new one.
That's about shoes, lang siya.
Nobody's done it yet here, so we might as well.
Hey, yo! And we'll try to judge people depending on... No.
You know what? You know what a good podcast would be? We'll just round up the week in wrestling
sneakers.
Yeah,
exactly. We'll talk about people in wrestling who wear shoes, bro.
I'm going to spot every week. Like,
you were talking about Adam Cole.
Adam Cole's wearing the PlayStation.
Dope.
Paul George's.
Dope.
I still need a pair of.
Yeah. Sneakerheads. If you guys are, what size are you?
Depends on the shoe.
Oh, okay. Me, so
you know what it is.
You have to talk to Ro if you're interested in selling your Paul George PlayStations. You have to sell it to this guy, and the light up ones too, to be special. So
oh, diba?
Right.
Your J Balvin's, your Paul George's.
Send it over to this guy.
You got any plugs before we get out of here?
Okay, so. I'm going to quit first for the last few episodes on plugging mine, but that's it at Abel Anselmo, so that's a quick one. But I'll go ahead and talk facebook.com/afterworkpodcastph. So that's where everything's going to happen. To be honest, the only thing that I have in mind is the first episode.
Okay.
Everything else is just like...
I mean, that's why you have a whole team.
Yeah. And... that's what I made the mistake of, which I can divulge at a later date or maybe even the next episode. But, you know, I'm glad that I'm working with a team. It's not just me this time. So, yeah, it's all from the heart at this point. I just really want to work with these guys. And we're going to make, like, really good content at this point. And it's not just wrestling. It's everywhere in between. So, yeah, that's After Work Podcast PH. On Facebook. So
okay.
Go ahead
Facebook
and like that. Yeah, Facebook. Hmm. Now, I'm still trying to figure out if I should expand because everything's on Facebook. I mean, for Filipino audience. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
How about you, Ro?
Yeah. At Chang.daddy on Instagram, TikTok, and Threads. At Ro is War on Twitter. The Chang.daddy is where the character, wrestler, commentator stuff is. Please do watch MWF Action Novela TV on Rock of Manila. If you're not watching it on TV, you can watch it on their Facebook and YouTube pages.
What time is it?
It's at 9 p.m. on Mondays and Thursdays, but syempre, they have the video on demand, so you can always watch it back. Please watch it, because that is where most of my work comes in. Diba? Like, it's a whole different thing when you're live at the show, but syempre, our work on the table, in the booth, diba? We fill in the gaps that you don't know about. So please support Philippine wrestling on TV. Because this is it. This is the big time. Diba?
I'm glad to get to like listen to you guys work on Rock of Manila. So
yo, thank you, RJ TV, Rock of Manila, for giving us this opportunity.
Somehow nostalgic in my soul.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's it for this episode of Unmask the Chronicles of Ro Moran and Sandata. For my co-host Abel Anselmo, this has been Ro Moran. Please be safe and dry and warm.
Oh, right.
It's really storming out there.
Yeah,
it will get worse, I think.
Hope not.
Oh yeah, and be good, be nice, do well by your neighbors, and you know, have a good time. Peace.
We're out of time.